It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Well, first I thought I'd get a little string. And then I get a big thing of dishwashing detergent. And then I get some gunpowder. And I can't tell you the rest.
Is that what you're up to?
Right now, yeah, for now.
Okay.
Until I get bored. Hey, you have not lived, man.
Until?
Until you have played with the ball of a string like a kitten.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for that. I've never played with a ball of string.
No, come on, man.
I have
discovered by the Germans?
No. I'm just saying, listen, there's nothing. You've had a tough day at work. It's Friday, right? You're waiting to go out. All right, and you are in your suit and tie, or you're in your, you know, your dress and heels, and you've just had this rough day. Your boss has been on you because you have a lot of stuff to do on Friday. What you do is you just get a big ball of yarn, lie on your back, and play with it for a while, and I guarantee you'll have a smile on your face within 15 seconds.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
No, listen, is this something you do on a regular basis?
Well, you know, when I need a break. I mean, you know, sometimes I need a stress reliever.
I now am trying to get the image of you on your back playing with a ball of string out of my head. I don't want to.
Well, I mean, it's either that or sometimes my wife will get the laser pointer out and I'll go chase the laser pointer around. I mean, that's fun.
I'm more dog than cat, honestly.
So what? You lick your.
That'll put a smile on your face.
No!
Hey, you're the one who went there, not me. But if you're talking about smile on your face. That's got to be right up there with ball of string and a laser pointer, if you're asking me.
Well, I was thinking like G-rated fun. Certainly, you know, laser pointers, you know, are not like, you know.
I get it. No. Yeah, that's a fair question. No, I'm more of a kind of lay on the couch and lay on the couch and watch TV kind of guy, I guess. I go to the dog park every day. I take my dog Annie out to the dog park every single day, and I'd have a blast just watching.
Do you
the
sniff dogs' butts like run around too?
I do not. But it's just fun to watch these dogs play together, man. It's been about an hour.
That's cool. You know what the thing that I don't like dogs. I like dogs, but
you're a cat person.
No, I didn't say that. I like dogs.
No, as long as I've known you, you've always had cats.
Yes, because cats are way easier to maintain. They're plants with fur. Seriously, water them, feed them daily, pet them. They don't need to leave the house. They purr, yeah. Cut their nails. They're fine.
Here's my problem with cats.
They are always in recline.
They are always in recline. My problem with them is that, one, they're witches. Two,
not all of them.
They will eat you after you die.
Not all of them.
And they will poop in your shoes.
Yeah, that's all of them.
That's all of them.
And the only reason I know that, is one time my cat, who is now gone, got, you know, but he was not happy with my wife. And so when my wife came home and I think I was sleeping, I heard, like 6 a.m. And then crying as my wife came in and told me that his name was Dexter, and there was just a little gift right in the middle of where her heel was supposed to go in her shoe.
Yep. That sounds like a cat.
Fantastic. You got to love that, man. Come on. I'm not saying you got to poop in someone's shoes. I'm just saying you can like lay on your back and play with string. That's all I'm saying. It's a relaxing thing to do.
Listen,
if you went out there and you started playing with a bunch of string or played with the laser pointer for like a minute, you'd be tired, all right, because it's a lot of work. And then you would go and you'd sit back and go, that was fun.
Okay.
Where's another one? That's what,
Yeah. I just feel like that's more of a cat activity. You know?
Well, I'm just saying it's fun. I'm not saying anything. I wasn't putting cats onto it. I was just suggesting that that's something that you should do if you want to release some stress.
Fair enough.
Do you have to pay for all these drugs or all these treatments when you can just go and get a big thing of string and play with it?
I don't.
Or have your significant other, you know, play with you with the laser pointer.
That last part felt like we were going right back down to the place we were with the dogs.
But the laser pointers?
Felt a little dirty.
Laser pointers are not dirty.
I know, but it's like when you say that.
What, laser pointer?
It sounds like a euphemism. Like, you want to have your significant other play with you with their laser pointer.
No. Is it's her laser pointer.
Are you excited to see me, or is that just a laser pointer in your pocket?
See, there you go, putting it in the gutter again. I know. Just like laser pointer.
Hey, it's Fiesta Friday. My mind just automatically goes there, I guess, right, on Fiesta Friday. Too much tequila. Exactly.
You know, so terrible, man. You're the only one here with a Latin name, and you can't speak a lick of Spanish.
I know how to order at a Mexican food restaurant. That's really what
I
need to know.
In English is how you do it. How you do it.
Yo quiero un taco, por favor. Y un cerveza. Ah, no. Cinco cervezas. Gracias.
Una, cincas.
Cincas cervezas. Gracias.
Cinco.
I could have ordered that almost anywhere in a Latin country, and they would have brought me a taco and five beers.
Not in Venezuela, because they don't have tacos there.
I never want to live in a world that doesn't have tacos.
Well, I mean, the world still has tacos. Venezuela just doesn't. That's all. You can make them yourself. Do you know how to make tacos?
I know. I make tacos all the time. You kidding me?
Do you know how to make the corn tortillas?
I do.
See? And so you're complaining about what?
I'm just saying, if I were in Venezuela, I would have to make my own tacos, apparently.
Well, yeah, because right now everything's really terrible in Venezuela, and you'd probably be, you'd have to, like, not very good right there.
You were going to tell me why I was wrong, I guess, to get back.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Sidetracked by cats and balls of string.
Yes, I was going to tell you why you're wrong.
So, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Darryl Rivas incident where he attacked two guys, or he beat up two guys after they were pestering him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And you're absolutely wrong, because the problem is, right, is these guys were on a public street. They weren't putting they weren't touching him. They weren't trying to physically harm him. They were just following him, which they have a right to do on a public street. Particularly if you are a person of note, you do not have privacies against you being, you know, having photos taken of you. In fact, no one has privacies on the street of people taking photos of you. So, you know, that is there. You have to understand that people have this right, and you can ask as nicely as you want, and they don't have to say anything. Okay? But the minute you decide to use violence, unfortunately, as much as you and I think it's a good idea, and as much as a lot of us probably applaud it and just any other thing because we understand, you can't.
I know you can't.
I mean, that's just it. You can't. You can't. You want to, but you can't. You want to, but you can't. You want to. You want to. You want to.
I got it. But you can't.
You want to.
I got it.
But you can't.
You don't have to say that 50 times. I got it. Everyone gets it.
Okay.
But.
You can't. I'm just saying.
It's.
You can't.
Not something I endorse. All I said was.
Oh, you
I'm
want
okay
to.
Okay with Darryl Rivas doing it.
You can't.
He did.
You can't.
And he did.
And he's in trouble now. And this is the thing. People are all up in arms, like, why should he be arrested? Because he knocked somebody out.
I don't have a problem with him being arrested. I have a problem with him getting charged with four felonies. I think those are going to have to come down. But, you know, frankly, those two guys deserved it. And, yes, I know, you can walk up by anybody. And I would not say do this, because you're probably going to end up in the same situation that these two guys did. You could go right down here to the 16th Street Mall with your phone and do the exact same thing that these guys did. Get within a couple of feet and just get right in their face.
Yep.
Just anybody.
Yeah.
And just start videotaping them.
And you want to know what? If they punched you, they'd be wrong. They'd
no,
be wrong.
They'd be doing something against the law.
They'd be doing something against the law.
Not necessarily wrong. There are a lot of things that are against the law that aren't necessarily wrong. They just are. And there are a lot of things that are right that should be... That
should be illegal. I see how you are.
And there are a lot of things that are...
Like chocolate on Thursdays. Right?
No, that's never illegal.
Okay.
That's never... I'm just saying, yeah.
You can't hit a guy. I'm just saying.
you can't.
Listen, you can't hit a guy. You can't shoot a guy. You can't stab a guy. Same deals for all of the above with women. You just can't do it. Don't.
Sometimes it's deserved. I know it. I hear you, but.
As Clint Eastwood once said in Unforgiven, deserve doesn't have anything to do with it.
That's true. That's true. These, I guess Darrell Revis could have just walked away and
no, he
and
should have called the police and let the police beat these guys for a while. They have the badges. They're allowed to go do that.
Ah,
that is something
I
that the police
see.
Can do. You know, and I understand that, you know, that maybe there is some reluctance to call the police in, but have the police come to you and help you. They will be happy to beat the crud out of anybody else.
I don't know that if I'm Darrell Revis that I want to call the police for this situation. I don't know. You're right. You probably should have called the police. I think his best move would have been just to find
you
a place and go into it.
You cannot go all Wayne Brady on a guy. You cannot go all Wayne Brady on a guy. You cannot go all Wayne Brady.
That is a reference
you want
I
to,
hope people get.
You want to, but you can't.
That is a reference.
Listen,
I hope
you don't need
get.
To point out my references. If they get them, they get them. If they don't, they don't. This
I
is
know.
Like, you know, this is like those shows in the 70s. You know, like Twin Peaks and Lost. Neither of which were in the 70s.
Neither of which were in the 70s. No, they were like 10 years ago.
But you know, we're coming from this side, and then all of a sudden we're like, gotcha, you don't have to point it out, man.
I don't know, man.
Are you the guy that sits there and like, oh, you're the guy in the movie theater?
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.